Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Delighted this morning to be joined by Colleen Makubele. She is the Johannesburg City Council Speaker. So, in fact, newly appointed. Congratulations. How are you doing?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning to the listeners. Thank you so much. And thank you for the compliment. It's really humbling and exciting as well. A lot of work ahead of us. Of course, lots of cleaning up as well, as we're defending also in the media. So there's too much happening.
Yeah, so actually it comes at you from all sides because, and you know, you're dealing with, obviously there's a lot of internal politics, there's a lot of things like that, and we've got a city that is desperately in need of help. So, you know, and in truth, it's quite interesting because as a resident of the city, I don't really, to me, it doesn't matter who's sitting there as long as the job is done, right? So it makes it quite difficult as a speaker, where you're involved in politics, but actually your primary job is the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the challenge, but it comes, of course, with the responsibility, the position that we sit in. Because, of course, our primary responsibility is to the residents.
Correct.
And right now, there's a lot of explaining to the residents, and we also need to build confidence with the residents. And one of the means that we do that is through the media as well. So it's important, and we appreciate platforms like this when we are able to come and you know, share our thoughts and give our perspective and also try to reach out to the community to build confidence so that we move along with them in what we are doing. And internally as well, there's a lot of changes, but I think what we are excited about is that with the new mayor in place, I think we're going to see a lot of changes and the community will start to feel the presence of this government. You know, one of our key priorities, which falls in my portfolio as well, is active citizenry, you know, to get citizens to participate. And I've already spoken to the mayor to say, please, one of the things that we're going to do in the first 3 months is to ensure that we touch each and every ward. Go and hear, go and feel, go and understand what the people want, so that you are able to put the priorities that address, you know, those needs of the communities. And we've started with the community-based planning programs that started over the weekend, and they're going to be running throughout the month. And where he can, he'll attend. Even myself, where I can, I'll attend. And at the end of it, we're going to put together priorities. And my role as well, my priority in the city, will be to look at a model and benchmark with some of the best cities, how best we can then bring accountability and have oversight on those priorities. And we are trusting that, you know, once the residents understand, maybe in the next few weeks, all of them, where we come from, why we are here, where we want to go, we will start to see at least, you know, the noise quieting down both internally and externally, giving us space to start to focus on the work.
So, and whilst this is happening, and I applaud that, by the way, because I think that without communication and without speaking to the residents of the city, it's virtually impossible to communicate it, to understand what the residents need, and for the residents to understand the work that actually is being done. So I really do applaud, and I applaud the fact that you came onto the show so quickly, willingly, knowing the amount of things that you're dealing with, and that's not a given. You know, we often talk to our listeners about it and say, you know, it's when we reach out, we don't always get a positive response because of, for whatever reason, and I do applaud and appreciate that. As far as I understand, the DA is going to continue challenging this. How do you compartmentalize that? How do you continue with the work of the city, knowing that these legal challenges are going to be happening in the background?
Look, the DA tried to interdict our meeting on Friday, and the judge threw it out. And we're truly not clear on what legal leg they want to be standing upon. And so we'll just wait for their papers. But in the meantime, but before I get to what we're going to be doing in the process, let me just say this. It's within the constitutional and democratic right of any councillor, if they are not happy or aggrieved by anything that happens in council or any decision that was taken, to take it to court, you know. So that is not something strange. And we've seen it happen before. So we welcome them to take it to the courts if they feel like they took me to court. Remember, I thought I was an acting speaker, and it was within their rights to take me to court, and the court clarified that matter. But I think the difference between me and them right now is that I didn't have the pride. I accepted the results that came from the court. And I said, this is what the court has provided as clarity. I accept it. Let's rather focus on how do we move forward instead of going to appeal, to go and fight this and that and get a different view or a different opinion, because that really is what then causes the waste of money and waste of time for the residents, etc. So we are not going to be halting anything. The mayor has been sworn in. Within this week, the mayor will be announcing his executives, the MMCs, and they will be sitting with the officials and in a stretch sessions that are already happening to look at their priorities. Like I said, we've also started with community engagements last Saturday, and we are going to proceed to ensure that we rectify some of the mistakes that were made. Where there was one positive done, we'll build upon that, and we'll make sure that we continue to serve the residents, which is key. And at the time when the court matter does come forth and it needs our attention, we'll give it the attention. For now, we are proceeding with the business of the day.
So what would you say your first priority for the city of Johannesburg is?
In my portfolio as a speaker, you know that I'm responsible for accountability, oversight, public participations, and looking after councillors. Our priority is to fix our oversight model so that we are able to hold the executives accountable. The model that we have actually was done in 2016, and it's kind of old, you know, and we have seen some of the gaps that it has provided. So much has happened between 2016 and 2022, including the world has changed. It's COVID. We are more digital. You know, young people think differently. They need different things as well now. Jobs have changed, etc. So we want to start a very, very quick and but yet detailed and concise benchmarking process to say what are the best municipalities that can be compared to us, you know, globally, using to provide oversight on the programs and the plans of the mayor and the executives. How do they hold them accountable quickly, etc.? And how do you then put in interventions if there is one required on whatever programs that are not going according to plan? And I think that's what we need to strengthen on, because plans we have, as you know, we've always had. But when they don't work out, nothing happens. We all kind of like move on as if it's business
exactly
as usual.
Right, exactly
so,
right.
Yes, so I want to strengthen that part as quickly as possible so that we are able to know. Of course, you know, things don't work out sometimes, not because of our own. It's an act of God or factors beyond our control. We've just mentioned COVID. That's where you need to then put in measures to deviate and to rectify that. But where it's purely incompetence, negligence, it's an executive or mayor or whatever, that really is just not a fit for purpose, fit for the job. We have to act decisively. We have to act quickly, and we need all the rules and the provisions to enable us to do so.
Colleen Makubele, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Wishing you a lot of success for yourself and actually for the city of Johannesburg, because ultimately that is what it is all about.